Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily. Happy Monday, everyone. The last remaining newspaper conglomerates are playing a furious game of chess. And much like a real game of chess, it's not always easy to follow what's happening. Who's buying whom? Who's selling? The strategies seem to change daily. Just last month, we reported that Digital First Media had made an unsolicited $1.3 billion bid to buy Gannett, the nation's largest regional newspaper chain. Media observers and journalists everywhere raised alarm bells at that bid, since Digital First has a reputation as a destroyer of newspapers. That is, layoffs typically follow Digital First acquisitions as the hedge fund-owned company hollows out newsrooms in order to increase profits. But journalists got some good news last week when Gannett officially said, hell no, to the hostile takeover bid. At least the news seemed good. But while the rebuff may have something to do with protecting journalism, the real reason Gannett's board rejected the offer? It seemed too low, by at least $2 a share. Tough times for Gannett are hardly over. The company is searching for a new CEO and last month laid off about 400 journalists. It recently hired an investment banker and rumors are that it is now actively seeking a buyer. But it could also be considering acquiring another media company. The bottom line? Digital First's move last month set off a merger frenzy in the ailing newspaper business. That's creating a sort of who's-on-first scenario that questions the futures not just of Gannett and Digital First, but also of Tribune Media and McClatchy newspapers. Now, if you can't keep up with the details, don't worry. It's the broader picture that's more important here. Slate published a deep analysis of media industry problems, and surprisingly, Slate's analysts say those difficulties didn't begin with the internet, as many claim. Slate says the industry's issues began back in the 1980s, when investors first began going into debt to buy papers, enamored with their high profit margins and seemingly infinite potential for growth. It's then that they should have invested in strengthening newsrooms, but didn't. And so, when online competition showed up and ended newspapers' local monopolies over their readers, newspapers were already weakened. Craigslist effectively killed classified advertising known as newspapers' golden goose. Between 2000 and 2008, Slate reports newspaper revenues dropped by 60%. The trouble is, as we've said here before, that newspapers serve two masters. Yes, they are in business to make money for shareholders, but many feel they are also fundamental to our democracy. In January, some 2,000 journalists from Gannett, but also from McClatchy, Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, and Vice, received pink slips or buyout offers. That's a lot of reporters and editors out of the small pool of remaining professionals, many of whom are trained to hold politicians and other leaders accountable. So the competition here isn't only Gannett versus Digital First. It may in fact be democracy versus profits. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. We appreciate you listening and we'd love to hear from you. Have some thoughts about this episode or any other? Tweet us at Business Wars. I'm David Brown, back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.